From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military officers for conspiracy to hack into Democratic campaign computers during the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein said the defendants hacked Hillary Clinton's campaign accounts, as well as the Democratic National Committee and others. He said they transferred stolen documents to other organizations.
In addition to releasing documents directly to the public, the defendants transferred stolen documents to another organization that is not identified by name in the indictment, and they used that organization as a pass-through to release the documents.
Rosenstein said the Justice Department has no evidence of any Americans having knowing contact with Russian intelligence officers during the campaign. He also said that there is no evidence that the vote tally was swayed by the hacking. Those indictments come just days before President Donald Trump meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin Monday in Helsinki, Finland. In Britain, Trump said he would ask Putin about the allegations, but as Sagar Magani of AP reports, the White House is stressing there was no involvement by Trump campaign staffers.
The president expects Putin to deny it, as he has in the past.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here, I don't think.
In a written statement, the White House did not condemn Russian actions. It stresses the indictment does not allege any knowing involvement by Trump campaign staffers or that the hacking affected the race's outcome. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.